Most Americans are familiar with the Islamic ritual of the Hajj, the annual mass pilgrimage to Mecca. But a Muslim can make a journey to Mecca at any time of year to follow the rituals of the Hajj. This year, commentator Murad Kalam wanted to mark Ramadan with a pilgrimage, and before he went, he reread the autobiography of Malcolm X.
I couldn't tell you how many times I've read the autobiography of Malcolm X. Brutal, dark, violent, frank, hopeful, incomplete. No one has demanded as much of me as Malcolm, forced me to look at myself as an American, a black man, a Muslim. Like me, he'd once been young, gifted, and black, an ambitious student. Unlike me, he'd lost his father to the Ku Klux Klan, descended into poverty and crime, and became the icon of black separatism. Then Malcolm made an incredible transformation. He made Hajj to Mecca, where he was embraced by Muslims of all colors. He was treated for the first time like an equal. Profoundly, Malcolm accepted the possibility of racial harmony and rejected black supremacy. When I converted to Islam, I found that my mosque, like Malcolm's Mecca, was integrated. And to my shock, the Muslims who embraced me loved the autobiography of Malcolm X, too, for all of Malcolm's redemptions. This Ramadan, now years out of college, married, I returned to the autobiography again when preparing for my own pilgrimage to Mecca. In the second week of Ramadan, I entered Mecca like a child, wondering if my experience could ever compare to Malcolm's. I entered the Haram Mosque and followed a band of pilgrims to the Kaaba. In the center of a vast open marble courtyard, we circled in the ritual of Tawaf. I marched, enveloped by thousands of strangers, circling, circling. People of rival tribes, sects, even warring countries, rival politics marching side by side. Seeing the diversity of Hajj, it is easy to understand how Malcolm would reject racial superiority. Yet in my Muslim chauvinism, I wondered why Malcolm would make any connection between Hajj and American race relations. The beautiful diversity and unity of Mecca is an Islamic phenomenon. It was Meccans, not Americans, who'd embraced him. Muslim pilgrims who'd first judged him by the content of his character. Then as I waded further through the rushing crowds, I understood. The profound unity I experienced here was something even more universal than religion. It was a shared deference to the place and the idea of the place. Pilgrims came from all over the world to experience Mecca, like immigrants coming to America in pursuit of a lifelong dream, to feel as an equal. From wherever they came, they should not be dissuaded, treated differently, ridiculed, abused. To do so was to profane the place itself. How familiar, how naive, how American.
Murad Kalam is currently living in Cairo on a Fulbright scholarship. His first novel will be published next year.